Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome to Over Night America. This Sunday night, a chilly night, but not as chilly as it's going to be tomorrow. We're going to hook up with our friends at AccuWeather to really get an idea of what to expect, not just here in St. Louis, but the surrounding area. Sounds like this cold spell is going to be going through a lot of the United States. My parents who live in Michigan were already complaining. They're saying we're going to get 4 inches of snow. I'm sorry. I really only care about what's happening here in St. Louis, so don't go outside, I guess. This weekend was a weekend that I was able to enjoy all by myself. Yeah, that's right. So if you had to guess, just knowing that my personality on the show is me, do you think I partied it up this weekend? Nope, did not. So this weekend was pretty uneventful, but it was everything I wanted it to be, and I hope your weekend was similar in that sense. What I found out was that as long as I do the bare minimum, it's enough to at least say I did something, and then my wife is not all that upset. In the past, my wife has went to go, she's drove up to Ohio to visit her parents, taking her son with her, and while they're out of town, I've wasted all that time. I mean, just absolutely wasted, so much so I felt guilty. Like, I felt like, wow, I'm bored. I have nothing to do. Is this what retirement's going to be like, just being bored all the time? I found a nice, perfect balance to that over the weekend. As long as I was able to do just three things and maybe a bonus thing, I was fine. Altogether, I had a Thursday to myself, but of course, working and doing the show on Thursday night. I had all of Friday, all of Saturday, and then half of today to myself. That was so much time. So I did a couple of things. Went to the dishwasher and I fixed this water inlet valve was leaking a little bit. So it was like, it wasn't stopping all the water from coming up into the dishwasher. So every like 48 hours, I'd have to go scoop water at the bottom of the dishwasher. And until I figured out, it's the water intake valve. I ordered that on Amazon. It got here like a day later and I changed the part. It was a $20 part. But when I was talking to my wife about it, I made her sound like it was the biggest hassle ever. You know, if you've ever worked on your car and you've had to, you know, drop the transmission and rework on it and, you know, get the radiator out and flush all the fluids and do all this stuff, it's always a big hassle. In all these newer cars, they always make it difficult for you to get to the parts you need to get to. That's the way I pretended the dishwasher was this weekend. Oh, honey, you wouldn't believe this thing. Oh, the way they build these things. Oh, it's so terrible. This and that and this and that. And oh, I was under this thing. It felt like I was working on the car. When in reality, there's a little bottom panel that has two screws on the very bottom, and it's mostly there just for soundproofing purposes. You remove that, and there's one screw, and then the part is off the frame, and then it's just unhooking two lines and then rehooking those two lines on the new part. Done. Altogether, it took me more time to figure out what fuse to flip on the box, the breaker box or whatever, even though I didn't need to. I said, my dad still shamed me. He said, turn it off. It took me more time to go up and down and up and down the stairs to the breaker box to figure out which, because none of them are labeled. So I had to go down, and while I'm doing it, I'm figuring it out. I'm labeling the box. It took me more time to do that than it actually took to change the part out. So I did that. I raked some leaves in the front yard, which, by the way, this hour, we're going to cover a story from KCTV, Kansas City. And environmentalists are telling you, don't rake your leaves. Okay, we'll talk about that. But I went out and raked the leaves anyway. And there was one cabinet door that was squeaky. I made it so it doesn't squeak anymore. Done. Did my duty. Altogether, I worked a grand total of maybe 2.5 hours. And that was enough to make it sound like I was keeping myself busy. And the rest of the time, oh, you know exactly what was happening the rest of the time. Sleeping on the couch until you pass out. So a lot of time on the couch, catch up on a few things, and that was about it. Now, I did get to go out and enjoy lunch to myself on Saturday. Went to Joya's because, you know, it's just what you do when you have all the time in the world. Go and eat a sandwich and sit down and relax. So hopefully your weekend was as good as mine. And yes, I resisted the urge to go and look at dogs this weekend. I was so lonely without my puppy being there. I thought, maybe I can just go look and it'll help me feel better. And I knew that was a bad idea. I knew it was a bad idea right away. So I stopped myself from doing that. So, whew. My wife and son could have came home and there'd be a dog in the house. I'm not ready for that. I'm just saying. Those thoughts cross your mind when you get bored and got nothing to do. So we're going to talk to our friends over at AccuWeather in a moment. There's a story at KMOX.com. Steady snow, messy commute, appears likely on Monday. So where is the storm tracking? You know, last week we got lucky. There was a chance that we saw some of that snow actually hitting our area. And we talked to AccuWeather the night before and they said, oh, lucky for you, it's pushing south. Yeehaw! Is that going to happen again or are we going to be in a direct hit this time? We'll get to it and we'll find out. AccuWeather always has the latest information with their radars. Coming up on Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. You know, the iconic TV show Sesame Street celebrated 50 years this weekend. That doesn't seem right. 50 years for Sesame Street. You know? Not even close. No one. You go back and look at some of those early videos of Sesame Street, you know, they really mix some of those Muppets in there. Kermit was part of Sesame Street for a little while, which was pretty cool. So we got some snow that's heading our way. Steady snow, messy commute is the headline at KMOX.com. But I always like to get the latest information, and that's why we're going to join our friend Carl Babinski now from AccuWeather. Hi, Carl.
Hi there, Ryan. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. I'm looking at the different projections. And it looks like there could be some steady snowfall hitting St. Louis tomorrow. And I'm hoping that you can give us the latest on it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, first, of course, what we are expecting in the near term, some rain will be breaking out. We still have temperatures at this hour that are mostly in the mid-40s. So it's not going to be an abrupt snowfall arrival overnight. There will be some rain on the front end or at the onset of precipitation, if you will, if you like to use that term. I do. And looking at current radar, snow is occurring along an east-to-west oriented band, which stretches from Wyoming and Nebraska right through the suburbs of Chicago. So essentially, as low pressure in the middle of the country intensifies, it's going to be pulling cold air down from the north. St. Louis right now is in the mid-40s. I can guarantee you that in 12 hours it'll be a lot colder than that, and therefore it'll be snowing after daybreak tomorrow. And the accumulations we're expecting are not going to be tremendous. But because there will be a lot of wet road surfaces and sidewalks initially tomorrow morning, as that colder air arrives, it'll change any wet surfaces. It'll make them icy, first of all, and then you'll get about an inch of snow on top of that. So it sometimes is what lies beneath that snow. You could say, oh, an inch of snow. Well, that's not too much. You can just get out a brush and brush it aside. But beneath that will be a wet surface that will initially be wet and then become icy once we dip into the 20s. So that's where we're headed. We're currently in the mid-40s at around daybreak. When we do expect some rain to occur, it'll be about 37. By early on this Monday afternoon, on this Veterans Day, we're probably going to be around 27, 28 degrees with the snow coming down. Again, we're not really emphasizing here several inches. It may just be an inch or two at the most, but slick spots are expected on roads and sidewalks because of the icing aspect.
I thought the ground was too warm for that icing to happen. I was hearing reports that because of that, it doesn't look like we'll have any snow on the at least pavement side, but the grass areas and maybe some higher areas you'd see some snow.
Exactly, exactly. There will be those surfaces which typically get the accumulation first, car tops, grassy surfaces, and paved surfaces are usually the last, but and you had mentioned another good point, that it's hard for it to stick whenever you have a warm ground, but I think once air temperatures later tomorrow afternoon, once they do drop into the mid-20s, that's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
The morning commute I don't think will be that bad. It's going to be the afternoon and evening that's going to cause us problems.
You know, I'm looking online right now at some of the different radars, and it shows the slippery travel Monday. AccuWeather put that graphic out there. I'm going to just give you guys a warning real quick, because I don't know if you're familiar with this one. It basically starts off with Denver, and then it kind of swooshes down to Oklahoma, then up to St. Louis, Chicago, Detroit. That's the Nike swoosh. You guys can get sued for that. I'd be very careful.
Trademark infringement.
Yeah, trademark infringement. Or maybe you can just blame it on Mother Nature. They're the ones responsible for that. Now, if you look at St. Louis on this map, and joining us here is Carl Babinski from AccuWeather. A little bit south of St. Louis, it goes from the snow zone to the freezing drizzle zone. So is there a line where they're not going to see snow south of St. Louis?
Well, yes, I believe there will be a few areas south of St. Louis that'll just get some ice. What happens is that cold air undercuts the moisture, and with temperatures expected to be, well, it's kind of a difficult concept to explain, but the layer of cold air near the surface will be so shallow that in some places snow won't fall. It will be a touch of freezing drizzle or some light freezing rain. But that's, I think, going to be in southeast Missouri. I think down in places like Cape Girardeau, for example, mm-hmm. I think those are the places that are most likely to get the icing. And, of course, that's never a picnic. But, yeah, there will come a point where the depth of the layer of cold air will be very shallow, and so there will be more ice and less snow, or little or no snow falling whatsoever.
Wow. I wonder if that's going to affect kids tomorrow, if they've called school off, and it's, what, November 10th, almost November 11th?
That's a good point. I mean, I grew up in New Jersey, and, you know, we're talking elementary school 40 years ago. I mean, times have changed, but I thought that Veterans Day was a day off.
Oh, is it? But I don't think so. Not
no.
Anymore.
I mean, for me, it was. That's what I'm saying. I grew up in a different area of the country, and it, it was always, that was always an off day for us. It would be a convenient off day tomorrow, no doubt. But for those who have to get out and about, it's not going to be nice at all. Because if you're not dealing, and again, it's we're not emphasizing. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 5, in terms of snow amounts, I'd give this a 1. You know, in terms of the enormity of it. But icing, I think, will become a problem, especially after 2, 3 in the afternoon because of those temperatures, which, by the way, tomorrow night, this is just one part of what's going to be happening. We're talking about some frigid air and temperatures in the teens Monday night. When people wake up Tuesday morning, it'll be bright and sunny, but probably around 15 degrees. Mm. And just pulling up the we'll do that right now, pulling up the record low temperature for Tuesday's date, Tuesday morning, it's 12 in St. Louis, and that occurred in 1911. Now, there's an outside chance it could get that cold.
Wow.
We're going to be more like 15 or 16 degrees, but there is a record out there which has stood for 108 years, the record low of 12 Tuesday morning. That is within shouting distance.
You know, I kind of want to see that happen now that we're talking about it. Anytime we could break a record that sat that long. Carl Babinski, AccuWeather meteorologist, joining us. And just one more time, if someone's just tuning in with us, really, what's the time frame of
when we're going to see the snow? Let's describe the process. Sure. Well, we begin now with our temperatures late on the Sunday evening. They are in the mid-40s. Mm-hmm. And with a northeast wind, colder air will begin to bleed in overnight. So initially, or as I said, at the onset of precipitation, temperatures at the surface will be high enough to support plain rain. At daybreak, we should be around 37 degrees. And then later on the Veterans Day, tomorrow, of course, with colder air continuing to plow in, temperatures will fall. There will be a winter weather advisory, which begins at 6 a.m. tomorrow, and it runs until 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
All precipitation changing over to snow. And as you pointed out, too, areas well to the south will just get some freezing rain and freezing drizzle. Mm-hmm. Temperatures in the afternoon in the 20s, the road surfaces and sidewalks tomorrow morning that are initially wet are going to become icy.
Mm-hmm.
So hidden beneath that coating, an inch of snow, will be some black ice, and that can be very treacherous. So Don't look at this as a major snow event, but one that's just a transitional period from rain to snow, and there'll be lots of slick spots developing because of the rapidly falling temperatures. And then, as we just alluded to a moment ago, brutally cold tomorrow night. Skies will clear, but a lot of folks will be waking up Tuesday morning to temperatures in the mid-teens.
Yeah. Carl Babinski, AccuWeather meteorologist, thank you so much for breaking it down for us here on KMOX.
Absolutely, Ryan. No problem. Have a great night.
You too. It's a good thing that we saw the plows coming in. You heard Alex Degman cover it in his news at the top of the hour. And even last week, they were prepared just in case, bringing the plows through. Remember that news story? Don't be alarmed if you see the snow plows out. And we got lucky in the city. Most of the stuff pushed south of us last Thursday? Yeah, last Thursday morning. But now we're not going to avoid this one. It's going to get cold, and to say the very least. And you want to make sure you probably got a little bit of that salt ready to go for your driveway, maybe even your walkway. None of the kids slipping, play a little slidey on your sidewalk. But KMOX.com, you can find that article right at the front, you know. Steady snow, messy commute appears likely on Monday. And if you want to see that graphic I was talking to Carl about, they're going to get in trouble. They're going to get a cease and desist from Nike because the weather pattern here, it looks exactly like a Nike symbol. And the way the colors are, too, looks like those, when they try to make a retro Nike shoe, it looks like that. Or they purposely try to make it look like early 90s coloring. All right. Well, in a moment, I want to talk about leaves, but I don't even know if I have to think about it anymore. We're going to get, snow, which will cover the leaves. But over in Kansas City, they said, don't you dare rake up those leaves. What? One quick thing, and I mentioned this right before Carl came on. It is the 50th anniversary for Sesame Street. How about that? How many great fond memories do you have of Sesame Street?
Stevie Wonder taught Grover to sing, or tried to anyway.
Gotta put a little more feeling into it.
Little more feeling.
Modern Family Sofia Vergara gave Elmo Spanish lessons.
Don't worry, Elmito.
The furry red Muppet learned an important lesson from Ray Charles.
Believe in yourself.
And Billy Joel serenaded Oscar the Grouch.
Don't go changing.
Just a few of the many high-profile humans who paid a visit to Sesame Street over the past 50 years. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
That's pretty cool. There were great celebrities. Now, that's how you know you've made it. If you can make an appearance on Sesame Street, you're doing pretty good. But there was one video, when I think of Sesame Street, there was one song they did. You remember this one? And I was shocked to find out the musical artist that recorded this song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
They're playing pinball, and the pinball is like going through the pinball machine. You can see it sliding, going up and down the ramps.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
All right, so this was from February of 77. They recorded it in 76. You know who recorded this song?
Two!
This is the Pointer Sisters. They've won so many awards. Now, their popularity, people knew who they were, but they didn't hit their max popularity until after this video came out, which I understand. I mean, how do you not give awards to this band? Good old Pointer Sisters. I think that's so cool. And I tried to show this to my kid. He just wasn't impressed by it like I was. Like, it didn't get any better in animation than this pinball routine from the Pointer Sisters. Not even close. I show it to my son today, and he goes, eh. What do you mean, eh? He goes, eh. Eh. And he's already bored. 4 seconds into the video. Whew, it's going to be a tough life, kid, if that doesn't impress you. This is Overnight America, KMOX. If you need it, warming station updates, you can call 211 in the city and get some info that way. Yeah, apparently they staffed that all night, so you can even call right now if you wanted to. There's a story in Kansas City, KCTV, that environmentalists are asking you to think twice about picking up your leaves. That's what they say. Think twice about picking up your leaves. I don't think I'll think twice. There's a few things that I know is very effective when it comes to picking up your leaves. Number one, all your neighbors are doing it. What are you going to do? You're going to be the dude on the lawn just with, you know, ankle deep in leaves. And I even this weekend went out to start raking the leaves. And the reason for that is because I had some time and I knew that there was going to be a lot more that fall down. So at least if I do one batch now, it's not going to be as backbreaking in the future. Plus, why not? And the other neighbors, the ones that are lucky enough not to be under direct tree fall of, you know, the gumballs and the leaves and things like that. Lucky them. But over in Kansas City, they're telling you, think twice about raking up those leaves. I don't know about that. KCTV reporting.
Some traditionalists may not want to hear it, but the experts say stop raking.
No, I doubt that. I'd love to talk to a lawn expert. Anyone here just refuse to rake up your leaves and you just mulch instead? I'm curious. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. This is what I would like to know. Maybe you've done it both ways. Maybe you've just ran over them with the lawnmower, and maybe you've raked them up. Which one actually helped your lawn next season? Which one made your lawn look better, or does it even matter? I want to know from experience.
They say if your yard is looking, you know, a little bit something like this, you just want to go ahead and mow right on over it. Now, the issue with raking, they say, comes with proper disposal. If those leaves will get raked out into the street, then they can get into some stormwater and harm the water supply.
Oh, so you're saying the reason you don't want people raking leaves is because you don't like the way they're being disposed? Huh, interesting. So it's not about proper lawn care. It's more or less trying to help out the city that the leaves don't get in the street, I guess? Is that what the main concern is?
Or if the leaves aren't composted, then they might end up in the trash. And according to the EPA, 11 million tons of yard waste ended up in landfills in 2015.
Wow, 11 million tons? That's a lot. Now, I will say, are you not allowed to put yard waste into the garbage bin? I know it's probably frowned upon, but you're allowed to put anything in there, I thought. Because it just adds extra weight. You don't need to add all that extra weight into it. There's better ways for you to do it. Like where I live, they'll come around and they'll do the, you know, they'll pick up yard waste on a special day and you can go buy the bags. They're super cheap. And then you put them in the bags or you just buy an extra garbage can and you just stick it in there and they'll come by and pick it up. No problem. It's a lot easier than stick it in your waste bin.
So a local horticulturalist tells me mulching up these leaves by mowing creates a natural fertilizer and you don't need to pick up every single leaf out of your yard.
You're going to way too much work if you're doing all that. Like I said, you really need to think about leaves as being a treasure, not so much as a trash, as a waste product.
Oh, please. Anyone look at their leaves as a treasure? Do you look at that and say, oh boy, we've struck gold? What is that, good old... Gold Rush? Yeah. What's the Beverly Hillbillies? What did they say? The California Gold or something like that. Or Texas Tea. Yeah. It's you struck gold. It's the St. Louis Leaves. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Maybe you've already started working on your lawn and you're trying to get those leaves picked up or whatnot. Do you prefer to just mulch over them, go over with the lawnmower and not rake them up? To me, it makes your lawn look sloppy.
Because there is so much viable nutrient from them.
There's viable nutrients. That's what I'm really worried about. I don't think that makes my lawn look any better. I don't think that the leaves really add much of a fertilizer to it. In fact, you still got to put down a little weed and feed or you put down a little... a little seed when the time is right. Make sure that soaks right into the lawn. I'm not going to rely on the leaves to do all of that. Then again, none of my neighbors do that either. I guess there's a way you can suck it right up, but, you know, even then you got to get rid of it somehow, right? When you put the bag on, you still dispose of it the same way. And that's what I've tried to do. Even bagging it, mulching and bagging it, it's not perfect. I don't like the way my lawn looks when I don't do some proper raking ahead of time. So I'm always concerned, and you know what it's like when the neighbor's out there. See, this is what I'm competing with. In my neighborhood, there are a lot of retired guys who have the time to go out there and do their lawn, and I know I don't have the same time commitments that they do, and I know that I don't have the ability and the understanding to get my lawn the way theirs look. But I'll tell you one thing. I can look at their plush grass and look at how nice and green and beautiful it looks and the companies they bring over to try to get it to look all nice. And I can look past that. That doesn't bother me if my grass isn't as green. You know, it doesn't bother me if I don't trim like they do and everything looks so perfectly manicured. None of that really bothers me at all. There's just a few things that do bother me. One, if I can't get out there in time and the grass gets too long, it makes me feel a little bit bad when all the other lawns look nice. And number two, here's the thing. And even I can look past some of the gumballs that drop in the lawn. I can look past that. But the thing I can't look past is if I got a ton of leaves out there and none of the other neighbors have it, cannot look past it. It's less of a shame thing and more of a, hey, you know, we have a little bit of a standard here. I'm not just going to leave this out there and I'm just going to have a bunch of chopped up leaves on my front lawn. I'm sorry. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I'd like to talk about your leaves. It's Overnight America, KMOX. Wow, is this just going to be another slow night? Are we just going to have a Sunday night and, you know, everyone's bundled up, afraid to look outside, afraid to look at the temperatures, afraid of what's going to happen on your Monday because of the cold, cold, cold weather? Is that what we're going to have another one of these nights? All right. I think I can handle it. A lot easier and a lot more fun if you give me a call at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Just a couple of stories I wanted to get to, and apparently this is still a very popular story right now at KMOX.com. Any Rolling Stone fans out there? This is an okay song. Still one of the top songs trending at KMOX.com right up top. There's a herd of wild horses roaming not too far from St. Louis, and people like the idea of roaming horses. We got a lot of weird, just wild animals running like crazy. On my Ring, the little camera that I have that's the doorbell in front of my house, I caught a deer, a big one too, big old buck, right walking in front of my house. What's going on with that? Why are there deer everywhere? But now I have to worry, maybe one night, I'm going to be driving home, and it's not a deer that runs out in front of me. It's a wild horse. I heard of them. Apparently been roaming the Ozark Hills for nearly 100 years. They believe to be ancestors of Shannon County wild horses that go back to the Great Depression. So they have their legacy horses. You know I can't live. Legacy horses. They're out there tracking the genealogy of these horses. Fly through my head. So it says, in 91, the National Park Service threatened to remove these horses. Wild horses. It only took a minute 20 to get to the part where they actually used the term wild horses. Only a minute 20. So the Missouri Wild Horse League, which actually sounds like a really cool fantasy football league name, doesn't it? What league do you play? The Wild Horse League. I like that. Responsible for adopting out some of these horses when the herd gets over 50. So what do? They go out there with binoculars. They try to hunt these things down. There's the horse hunter that's able to identify where these horses are. And then how do they go and wrangle them? Do you get a cowboy for something like that? Cowboy boots, cowboy hat, able to grab these things right up. You can't really, like, put a horse trap. That's not a thing, is it? That's not a thing. So they say two things. Don't get too close. And to let the wild horses stay wild. Doesn't that sound like a part of a book? Well, there's only one thing you need to do. A wild horse's heart needs to stay wild. What the cowboy would say at the end. He slaps the horse right on the back end and it goes running off to the Ozark sunset. So if you come across a wild horse, you know what to do. Leave it alone. That's what they say. Leave it alone. Don't get too close. And don't name it, for goodness sake, because it's after you name it, it's yours. Legally speaking, once you name a horse, it's yours. I'm pretty sure that's how the law works. I should probably get Brad Younga to answer that question. You know what today is, too? Well, actually, tomorrow. It's a very big holiday in China. So we have Veterans Day here in the United States. And we have some things that we're going to be doing for Veterans Day on this program. I have just a small tribute for tonight, but we're going to do some things on Monday night. But in China, it's something that I didn't know existed. Singles Day. Singles Day. Have you ever heard of Singles Day? CBS reports.
Singles Day started in the dorms of Chinese universities to celebrate being single. So it's November 11th for 1-1, males being single, females being single. And it's a big day for celebration, getting together, karaoke, shopping.
Karaoke and shopping. Here's a couple of things that I would not want to do when I was single. Karaoke and shopping. Two things that sound terrible. So what are you going to do? You're going to go out there and find people that also hate karaoke and also hate shopping, and it's an instant match. There's a lot of people in China, and you may think to yourself, oh, no, 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 we got it beat on Black Friday. Yeah, so many people go out there, and they spend money, and they buy fridges and TVs, and they wait in line, and they get shoved around, and they try to find the good deal. Just buy it online. You know, online purchases, these big stores that have the big sales, they also have them online. And the thing is, you can probably find it comparable at a lot of other stores. And is it really worth waiting in line for an entire night in the cold, miserable with other people that you don't like? They're all, you know, pretending to have a good time, but they're all fake smiles. And then you finally get in there and, oh, congratulations, you saved $15 on a TV by standing in line all night. No, thank you. But guess what? They spend more money in China for Singles Day than they do here on Black Friday.
Amazon with Prime Day, the biggest success in U.S. retail, is approaching $7 billion. And Singles Day last year in the Republic of China was over $30 billion. And
whoa,
we expect within 2 years it'll be over $50 billion.
Wow, that's a lot of money. So the holiday for them began in 93 when Chinese university students held parties to celebrate being single and have since morphed into a huge festival of shopping. Well, how about that? A holiday that revolves around spending money that wasn't started by a corporation. It was, thank you. Wow, that's a rarity, isn't it? Would you celebrate Singles Day here in the United States if there was an option? Normally, Singles Day is what happens after Valentine's Day if they don't like your gift, right? So you have to get something really nice or treat the lady very nice. Here's the number, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I wonder if Jim White used to celebrate Singles Day, because I know he would have people call in and do a little love connection on the air. He'd send people up with dates. There's all kinds of stories about setting people up with dates through the Jim White radio program. But Singles Day, China's biggest shopping spree. I still think when I was single, I'm so glad I'm not single. Those were the worst times, man. Being single, people go back and they say, oh, the freedom, you can do whatever you want and this and that. And just think about it. Oh, the world is your oyster. And if you want to go on a vacation, you just go do it. You don't have to schedule it with anyone else. Or you can just take a day off and you can do this and you can do that. And, hey, you can have fun here. And you can I wouldn't go back kicking and screaming it like some people think that, you know, they need to after being married for so long. That, to me, being single was miserable. I remember going out and just thinking about how I was not happy being alone all the time. And I'm so glad I found a wife. I got so lucky that happened. And that is the life-changing thing. I don't ever think about going back. I don't think many people do. I don't think many people want to go out there and celebrate the Singles Day. I mean, I guess it's one fun way to go spend money with your friends or go out and do certain things. But it's pretty big. His name is Bert Flickinger, and he's the managing director of consumer industry consulting firm Strategic Resource Group.
Singles Day in the U.S. is the biggest opportunity any day during the year to recreate a retail renaissance.
No, please don't. Don't try to start that here in the United States. Nope, 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 nope. There's already too many fake things that have been made up here. Too many things. Do you guys do Sweetest Day in St. Louis? Or is that just the thing that they do in, like, more northern Midwest states? Because there was a Sweetest Day. They used to have that in Michigan, and I moved to certain areas. I don't think everywhere celebrates Sweetest Day.
That the U.S. had in the 20th century and is distinctly missing so far in the 21st century.
Not distinctly missing. Thank goodness it's missing. We need to just call it for what it is. People don't want Singles Day at all. There's a couple of other things going on, and like I mentioned, since we're only about 7 minutes away from Monday, it will be Veterans Day in the United States, observed across the United States. And hopefully you'll have some moments to thank people who have served. Now, there are a lot of websites already out there that have posted the different deals for veterans that you're able to go out and celebrate, or at least partake in, I should say, as the nation shows their gratitude for you veterans. We're going to do that, too, coming up in a little bit. A whole other story. Kevin Killeen did a Veterans Day thing. But we also have a couple of things that we have planned for Monday night, which we're going to hold off on until then. Coming up in the next hour, too, KMOV did a report. The St. Louis County Animal Shelter wants lots of empty kennels. Well, no kidding. So your job is to help animals get adopted, and you want to adopt animals. Yeah. I think that's really the goal of any shelter, right? I don't think any shelter has their mission statement up on the wall, which is, we want to cage animals for as long as we can. Also, President Trump made a stop to the LSU-Alabama game over the weekend. How do you think that turned out? Looks like Ticketmaster's getting sued because of a Madonna concert. And did you get a weird text message last Thursday morning? Weird text message. Some people are reporting that they got text messages out of nowhere that made no sense to them early in the morning. What was that all about? In one of the best television shows in the all time, really, but it had just has to do with radio in general. It was the last great program on the TV that revolved around a radio station and went off the air in 2004. And it's going to be making its way back on. It looks like it's confirmed, at least, that there's interest. And that's pretty exciting. Frasier making it back to TV. So we're going to talk about that, too. Lots to get to. You can follow on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. And if you miss any part of the show, you can download the podcast by going to KMOX.com/ONA and make it your favorite podcast on whatever app you're using. It could be the radio.com app. You could have a podcasting app already built into your iPhone or your Android phone or whatever it may be. One of the nice things about having an iPhone, it makes it really easy for you to leave a positive review, and we could really use some of those right now. So if you're listening tonight, we got some commercials, we got some news, and you know, we got about 10 minutes until the radio program comes back on the air. It gives you a little bit of extra time for you to go online on your phone, and this is what I want you to do. Look up Overnight America on your podcast app and leave a positive review. Yeah. So you just search Overnight America and then you click the show and there's a button for reviews. Leave a nice 5-star review. Say something nice. It helps other people discover and find this program. And ultimately, that's what we want to happen. It's Overnight America. KMOX.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.